Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, November 21st. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. General Motors' self-driving car unit, Cruise, is skidding off course. Facing safety concerns after incidents involving its vehicles, its CEO and co-founder resigned this week, raising uncertainty around a venture that not long ago was seen as a bright spot for GM. The auto giant has been aiming for $50 billion in revenue by 2030 for the Cruise unit by turning into a ride-hailing service like Uber. However, news reports about misbehaving vehicles have led to the suspension of its San Francisco car fleet, and now the unit is expected to lose more than $2 billion for GM this year. Chinese property stocks pushed higher today, some by as much as 10%, boosted by signals of new support from Beijing. It comes after Bloomberg reported that Chinese authorities are drafting a list of 50 state-owned and private developers that are eligible for obtaining funding. Chinese property sector continues to be a major drag on the economy, with stalled projects and major developers defaulting. The sector has already received a slew of supportive measures, but despite this, home sales fell 3.2% in the first 9 months of the year, according to official data. And a US federal appeals court has ruled that individual voters alleging discrimination in election rules do not have the right to sue. The ruling applies in 7 Midwestern states, and if adopted by other courts, the decision could have a sweeping impact on voting rights by preventing groups like the NAACP or ACLU from bringing legal claims under the Voting Rights Act. Instead, the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said only the U.S. Attorney General can bring such suits. In a dissenting opinion, the court's Chief Justice cited long-standing precedent allowing private citizens to seek judicial remedy for voting discrimination and said voting rights shouldn't depend on the discretion of government agents. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed, with European stocks also looking for direction. US stock futures are in the red ahead of the latest FOMC meeting minutes set to be released by the Fed this afternoon. And Nvidia, Lowe's, HP and Nordstrom are among companies set to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.